Okay. So I received an email, Erev Shabbos, regarding the last shiur that I think we should address, from David Frankel, an old student of the yeshiva, who asked Akasha. We said last time that the Zohar, the Gra, and others were explaining how poverty amongst specifically the Lomdei Torah is going to be exacerbated and severe during the last 70 years of the Ikvus of the Meshicha. And I said that if you look now, we have unprecedented poverty amongst the Lomdei Torah in general. If you look at Bnei Brak and parts of Yerushalayim and Lakewood, I'm assuming, there are poverty that we've never seen before. So he challenged and said, it's not true. We've always had poverty. And if you look at history, poverty was much, much worse in the past days. People had no food to eat, no clothes to wear, etc. So how could we assert that now poverty is worse than it was back then? That is basically what he sent as Akashi at other points. So I think that the way to mitarets that kasha is by looking at the end of Sefer Avas Chesed by the Chafetz Chaim. This is not about the Geula, but it's talking about Hilchos Tzedakah. So in the end of the book, after the last chapter, he has something called Chatimah HaSefer, the end of the book, the closing of his book, like a it's like a conclusionary little chapter. And I'll just read what he says regarding Hilchos Tzedakah, and then we will try to apply it back to explain what we meant in the previous shiur, Mitaretz Dov Frankel. So says the Chafetz Chaim, Hine yadati gam yadati, I know very well, many people are going to argue. Hayom bizmanenu. Again, he wrote this in the early 1900s, I think 1910, 20, something like that. Hayom bizmanenu. That's 1900s. Belav hachi meod nischazek midas tzedakah v'chesed ba'olam. We have so many people doing tzedakah and chesed, so many organizations. What do we have to talk about for? Afani Ashiv, I'm going to answer that kasha. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Deyadua dechiyub tzedakah v'chesed talu l'fiyah mekabel l'fiyah nosein. The amount of tzedakah that you have to give is dependent also on the giver and also on the receiver. V'ayinu l'fiyah mekabel, the receiver, it's according to the tremendous need that he has, whatever he needs to give him. You have to open up your hand, the double lashon. You have to open up. You have to give him what he's missing. Whatever he's lacking, you have to fulfill it. Now he's going to start discussing. In the early days, hayatei machsero, those two words, whatever he's lacking, bidavar muat, it was nothing to give him what he's missing. V'hayom, now, says the Chafetz Chaim, hamalbushim, clothing, minalim, shoes, hadira, apartment, v'shar tzarchei haguf, and all the other physical needs. Hakol biyoker, it's very expensive. V'yisbonin adam v'atzmo v'inyanei hotzotzav. A man should take a look at his expenses. V'yirash hayom alu kifle kiflayim. Things have doubled and doubled on themselves, the prices. Mibarishona b'chol davar. U'mimele, as a result of that reality, hachiyu k'dei machsero, whatever he's lacking, you have to give him what he's lacking. Ugamkin harbe yoser, it's much greater. Bechelinin chesed, so too by chesed. Shinitzdavin ugamkin the mitzvahs ase lahalvos la'adi. We have to give, we have to do, we give loans to poor people. What's the pasuk? I'll skip down a little bit. Shebi yamim harishonim, shaya adam tzarech l'michyato davar muat. To live and to eat, you needed very little to survive. It was enough to live with small loans. He could go make a work money for himself. He could do it. You by giving him a small loan, you mekayim the pasuk ve'chzaktabo. You kept him going. What's absolutely essential is so much more money. The profits are smaller in these days. And he keeps going and going. And he finishes it. In Cain, I'll just read one line. This should hit David Frankel. Im kein lefi ze pashut, it's pashut. Shelo nuchal lidamot leinyan erech achiyuv zmanenu ze lazman shemilafnim. You cannot compare the incredible obligation that we have now, the value of what we have now to do, compared to what it was in the old days. Kim lefnim lo haya matzu yashirot ba'olam. The world wasn't rich. There was no wealth in the world. Kamo bismanenu, like now, 1900 rot. Okay. Shematzli Baruch Hashem Ashir Gdolin. We have big rich men in rot. They have a toilet. Uval Levat Hashuvim. Har be Yosem Adoros Akoidim. So he's saying you cannot compare the rich people now to the rich people then. We have a tremendous, he calls himself a rich man compared to the old times, rich men. Time. Go to his house. Scary. So fine. So he says it's not. There's no way to imagine the chiyuk of tzedakah and kvilas chasadim that we have now. His manenu. That's the chafetz chaim and hilchos tzedakah that I just saw a few weeks ago. So that when you now look at now, when we look at the poverty that's in the Lomdei Torah, the Avreichim in Eretz Yisrael now, even though they have more money than Chafetz Chaim ever had and ever dreamed of, and they had more amenities and more electricity and whatever they had, you cannot compare the suffering and the mental stress that they have. It's the Chafetz Chaim's talking about the previous generation, saying how the chiyuv tzedakah is greater and greater because people's expenses are higher and higher. And in Bizmanino, there's no way to imagine how the people of the B'nai Torah are suffering now in their quote-unquote poverty. So in relative terms, it's much, much worse now than it was then. That's clear, much worse now, even if they have physically more. Even if they have physically more. Rabbi Green used to say it from a different vantage point than this Avas Chesed. He wasn't talking about Tzedakah, he was talking in general. The requirement that we have to have now when we learn Torah, to learn it properly and to really be connected to Gemara learning, that was the shmusa shmuz that he gave us. He says, vis-a-vis how hard and how well we have to learn, he's saying you cannot compare it to poverty, in relation to poverty. He said that if we don't learn properly now, the differential, I'm paraphrasing, obviously, between a kid who's got to go get it, he's thinking about becoming going into business or staying and learning, or a mix of the two. His decision is so much more severe now than it was ever in Jewish history, even though it's always a hard choice to go into being a person who's learning, a learning boy. But back then, the difference between a rich guy or a middle-income guy and a poor guy, Rigger used to say, they both used to have to make their own butter. This is, they had to churn butter. It's a hard thing to do. Then what's the difference? How much is the nafkamina? Of course there were nafkaminas, but the nafkaminas were small and tiny. Everybody was churning butter and pumping water and living a back-breaking life and doing their laundry in the bathtub. It was very painful. So maybe one guy had a slave who did it for him, the rich guy. Everybody, but you know, most people were killing themselves just to survive. Survival, the differentials were small. So the decision to go and sit and learn okay, so you had a little less food than that guy, the rich guy. He had white bread, you had brown bread, whatever the chilukim you would make were. But now, in our lifetime, the difference between a guy going into learning and a guy going into business, and of course, whoever remembers Cousin Kevin, Cousin Rabbi Green's Cousin Kevin, it's not really his cousin, but the rich cousin who's just made $17 million and this, and you're sitting there learning, feel like a moron, and Cousin Kevin's knocking it back, the new houses, and the Hamptons, and bing, bang, boom. Now it's a big decision. So he was saying in terms of that now you better be learning good to help the guy make the decision to stay in learning. Because if you're not, and you're not living an inspired Torah life because of your learning, the odds of anybody wanting to stay who has a choice is going to be much harder to keep them in Torah because they're going to want to make money. The difference now is money is big. Money makes a big difference between your life and another schnook's life. It's all the same principle coming back, that the poverty now is severe. It's severe. And it's not funny. Even amongst regular people, poverty is, people are poor, below the poverty line. People who live standard lives, poverty line. Rich people are always petrified. He talks about the rich guy saying he's poor, he doesn't have money.
So making the question saying, even though we have a tremendous amount of press organizations,
it's not enough. You can't do enough now. And that was then. Now, yeah, Kupata here and Bad Rabbanim and so many stuck organizations helping you. Still, everybody's sinking. People can't make it. Tuitions are too high. We have to lower tuition. So now, that is the end of why I believe that now our poverty is unprecedented. I'm not changing that word that he didn't like. Unprecedented poverty we are suffering now amongst Lomdei Torah. Please, Mashiach should come. So now, let's continue now in the next topic.